Thank you, Greg. I noticed something specific about both Greg sharing and Eric, that Greg mentioned a young woman named Mary. Eric mentioned a younger man, Dave. Dave is older now, but someone told them about Jesus. And that is both the privilege and responsibility that we have. And if you think about yourself and when you came to know him, somebody told you about Jesus. And we want to be a church that's about that, about telling others. I'm up here to share some about, many of you know, we had a team of 10 of us that was in Guatemala this past week. And God did a bunch of amazing things. And I'd begin by saying, I would ask that you would continue to pray for us in two ways specifically. One, that the things that God did in our lives individually, the team there, that those things would continue. But in some ways, I'd say in a bigger way, we are part of you. We are part of the church. And there is something that we have that is supposed to be part of something shared collectively to help the body grow. And that's something that we're praying that God, what are we supposed to bring back and in a sense be contagious to you? Or to do here now, and to not only let it impact our lives, but also let it impact your lives as we collectively did this together and going forward, what that means and looks like. And so hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll have a time even for the whole team to be sharing. We have a couple of, where's Elizabeth? Elizabeth, come on up here. You live with somebody, this is Beth, you know her, Beth. You live with someone for a week, you learn things, like her real name's Elizabeth, all right? And so that's great, yeah. And so the trip, though, go ahead and sit down for a sec. All right, there we go. All right, wanted you up here. But so just a couple things at the beginning of the trip, just a couple points of, I'm going to say, praise and panic. All right, so we get down to Guatemala. I don't know if any of you have traveled internationally and you have customs and suitcases and machines and security and all this stuff. Well, amazing praise. Here we are, 10 of us, tons of stuff, and we're walking up. It's 10 at night. And this lady, she says something to me. I speak zero Spanish, all right? Not, yeah, huh? And try and answer her questions. Left, go left. So I go left, go through the door, and I am outside that quick, all right? And the rest of the group all of a sudden is just behind me. I'm like, we just all went through customs in less than 30 seconds, all right? What? Praise God. And then the last person says, hey, they're not letting your wife come. Oh, panic. Okay, wait. Now, if you've ever gone to the airport, how do you swim upstream through TSA or through customs? That's a whole different thing. And so I see her down there, get up to her, manage to get there. And again, they're speaking thing like, I don't know what you're saying. And they say something about form. You say she, wife? Like, yes, I filled out a form, but hers are as my wife. Like, oh, she may go. Like, yes, okay, all right. Don't know what just happened, but we're out of here. So we're outside at the airport. It's great. Well, unbeknownst to us, there was a political protest going on in Guatemala when we arrived. A new law had been enacted, and the people get very active about this, and what they like to do is shut down all the major roads. All right, so here it is, literally 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and the major roads out of the town are completely blocked and barricaded. So I get a call from Melanie. Our drivers are stuck somewhere in traffic. They haven't moved in 45 minutes. They may or may not be there that night. That didn't really panic me. Like, whatever, we're in Guatemala. We're good. We'll figure it out. So then we're told to actually find these taxi cabs to get to this hotel that they're going to put us in. So we're looking and looking. Long story short, finally find the car number. The guy shows me his phone with a text that has my name on it. Like, this must be it, okay? Well, so then he starts throwing people in other cars. There's 7 girls and there's 3 guys and 4 cars. And he just starts putting people in luggage. And then I look over and Lucy is sitting in the back seat of a taxi cab by herself. Like, this is not going to work out all right. And so Ty will kill me as I send his daughter off into Guatemala City in the back of a taxi cab, never to be seen again. So I'm like, I don't know which car I'm going in. Yes, I do. I'm getting in that one. So Lucy and I are in one cab. The rest of my team just disappearing into Guatemala in these 3 other taxi cabs. And so slight moment of panic. Like, all right, praise. we all ended up at the hotel, all right, if you call it that. And so that was just the first half hour of our trip. There we go, all right. And it was a great week after that, and a lot of other things of God working. And so I've actually asked Beth and Luke for them to just share something God taught them, challenge them, something maybe that they needed to bring back for you guys. So here, we'll start with Beth.
Hello. The trip was very, very good. The people that went were amazing. Good job, parents that raised them. I was truly impressed. My takeaway from Guatemala was about loyalty and families. There was a lot of women that were, in a sense, abandoned by men who started families with them, and that really bothered me. We went to hug the women, hug the children, give the gospel, give the gifts, bring them, what do we do, chicken coops, planters, mushroom huts, built a house, painted things. We were just so busy, but we were always with the women and the children. The men that we were around were Christians, and they were amazing, loved them so much, especially our driver, who was epic, right? But what happened in this community is the men would just leave the women. And it's not a community that you should do so. They lived in, you know, tin huts. You know, no running water, sometimes water. But it was hot. It was gross. And that's how they left the women. So we were there giving the gospel. We were hugging and kissing the women and children. But the men there had a lack of loyalty. And this breaks my heart, because I'm in a family, and I know how important it is to have a man in the family to help with things. We had three men on our trip. They could lift the heavy things that we couldn't. They were taller. They're just, we need good men everywhere for families, and they lack that. So my takeaway is, if I were to go back to Guatemala, to focus more on the men, the gospel in the men, to help them see the loyalty is important. When you build a family, you need to commit. Commit to that family. Go through the bumps. Don't give up. If something's not working, figure it out. So that is my key takeaway, that loyalty is so important. And if I'm going back, it's to the men. And I'm still going to hug and kiss everyone else.
Morning, church. Well, as Beth said, it was an unbelievable trip. Super impactful for me, and I think like anyone that was on it could probably talk for an hour about all the stuff we did and all the ways there are to serve and just how unbelievable it was. So praise the Lord for letting us go and for making everything work out like Corey was talking about. But for me, honestly, when I was thinking about what I took away from it the most, probably the most impactful thing for me was how encouraging it was just to be down like I don't know how many thousands of miles away from here in this third world country with people who look way different than me and who speak a different language than me, who are also my brothers and sisters and who worship the same God I do and who are motivated to serve him like I do and who love him as much as I do. And that was honestly unbelievable. And I mean, you can think about that and conceptualize that, but for me, actually being in that situation and experiencing was just unbelievable, and I'll probably never forget that. Like, we went to church on Sunday, and it was like a Calvary Chapel, which is interesting, down in Antigua. But it was unbelievable, like, singing songs in Spanish with words I don't understand, still worshiping the same God that I sung to this morning. That was unbelievable. It was so encouraging. And all the stuff we did, working with brothers and sisters on the teams for, you know, 14 hours a day, building houses and stuff, doing things with people I couldn't communicate with besides with Google Translate or through a translator, but we're motivated by the same things. We love the same things, and the Lord works through all of us. And that was just unbelievable. And so my biggest takeaway is that I am connected to these people. They're still my brothers and sisters, no matter how many thousands of miles away they are. And my, I guess, motivation for myself and my call for everyone here, I guess, is to keep these people in our prayers. We've committed to do that as a church. I for sure will. And to keep them in our thoughts. And I would really, really highly encourage any of you guys to, if you ever have the opportunity to go down to Guatemala or on a mission trip like that, just snag that up as fast as you can, because it's unbelievable. and it'll change any of your lives. But yeah, praise the Lord. I was just extremely encouraged by how he works across the world and how powerful he is. We get to worship an awesome God, and it's pretty cool. So.
All right. And so, like I said, we are trying to figure out how we can share more of it. We don't have time this morning for everyone in the group and to show you all the pictures and to talk through, but it was challenging on so many levels of what does it mean to truly focus your day from the time you get up to when you go to bed? How do I make God's name known? How do I make God's name great? What can I do today so that I can actually be more valuable and useful for him tomorrow? And thinking through these things, and even personally, though we did find the Zags game one night at dinner, it was on a TV at the restaurant, but you know, March Madness is going on, didn't even enter my mind. And that's been something, part of my life, the cultural things that we get wrapped up in and that we focus on that are so temporal, and there's things that are eternal, as they're even saying, our brothers and sisters in Christ, these widows, these orphans that are there. And another thing, and this is where, again, we can pray as a church, is in some ways, the things that they did there, we can do here. It was actually caring about the needy, caring about the broken, caring about the people that didn't have even some of the basic necessities. And we have that here. There are people that we can reach out to that we can help. And even as a church, so encouraged, one of the things we do is strong families. And that is something where we're helping the women and we're helping the children. And it's a beautiful thing. We have the ministry that goes downtown to the apartments, the people that, when I call it an apartment, it's a small room that has a roof over their head, which is similar to what we saw in Guatemala, two cinder block walls with corrugated metal on the top, and that was their house. And so we do have some of those opportunities even here in our town. And so what does that mean for us as a church? And what's that going to look like? And also helping our brothers and sisters around the world. So I actually want to pray, and then Ben's going to come up and open the word to us, but let me pray. God, I thank you that even as Luke shared, God, you are working around the world, and we have brothers and sisters, and what we have in common is you, God, and may we realize who we are is because of you. Anything that we have is a gift from you. Not because we're smarter, not because we're trickier, not because we're have more ingenuity, God, but because you have given us a mind to see and understand things, eyes that can see, hands that can work, God, and all these things that you've given us, God, you're entrusting to us to use them not to figure out how we can make our life easier and better tomorrow, but how we can make your name greater tomorrow. And so, Lord, may we focus on the right things. May we remember, even as Greg shared and as Eric shared, God, you have worked in our lives, and may we not forget the work that you've done in our lives, and may that motivate and compel us to want to introduce others to you so that you may work in their lives in real ways, God. May we not get distracted by the things of this world, but may we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. May we not be like the world that worries about what they will eat or drink, God. And so we thank you for this opportunity to share these things, and to you be the praise and glory for all that was shared here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.